This shiur is dedicated to Ilui Nishmos of Chaim Yisocha ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov, Chaim Feigenbaum, our unforgettable friend, Shieli Ilui Nishmos, Shem Melitz Yosho, for the entire wonderful family. We are in the midst of Yemei Hanukkah, so it is only natural that we speak about Hanukkah. On the other hand, I am also a Baal Simcha in a way, because yesterday I was zeicher that the first volume of Shalas Tshuvas Minchas Osher was published, and to me it was a very special simcha. It is Sefer Baruch Hashem number 21 that I have written and published, besides numerous other publications. But nevertheless, every new Sefer is like a new child in the family, and especially this Sefer, because many people, Talmid HaChamim, have been waiting for many years for the Shalas Tshuvas Minchas Osher, and to me it is a milestone. It is the first volume of Shalas Tshuvas, and I hope B'siyata D'shmaya Be'ezes Hashem there will be many more to follow. And my tefillah is always Shelone Koshel B'Devar Alocha. So every Sefer that comes out, I very much yearn to make a Berchas Shehechiyonu, but it is a problem, because most of the poskim maintain that you do not make a Berchas Shehechiyonu on a new Sefer. And even though I am an enikel of Rabbi Yankov Emden, the great sage Rabbi Yankov Emden, and in Moir Uktzio, Rabbi Yankov Emden's opinion in Simin Reish Chov Gimel is that a mechaber, an author, should make a Berchas Shehechiyonu when he produces a new Sefer. Rabbi Yankov Emden writes in his special style. Sometimes he uses melitzes, and Rabbi Yankov Emden writes, if we say a Shehechiyonu on a kinyan chodesh or on a binyan chodesh, ein lecho kinyan v'binyan godel mezeh, and it's a real kinyan shel simcho. So Rabbi Yankov Emden's opinion is, when you publish a sefer, you should make a Shehechiyonu. But that is a das yochid, and even though I am an enikel of Rabbi Yankov Emden, sofek brochus lakula, and I am a machmer in sofek brochus, and therefore my minig is, I always have a beged chodosh. So I bought a new talis cotton with the tzitzis, with all the hidurim and all the chumris, and I said a Shehechiyonu on the tzitzis, on my talis cotton, and it was mechaven to also to say the Shehechiyonu on the sefer. So the topic we will be discussing today, I think a week ago we spoke about the Brocha She'osu Nisim L'Avoseinu B'Yom HaMehim B'Zman HaZeh. Today we will be dealing with Berchas Shehechiyonu. Special emphasis on the Shehechiyonu of Ner Chanukah, but we will be dealing a bit with a general concept of Shehechiyonu as well. So my opening remarks were regarding Shehechiyonu on a new Sefer, because that is, to me, that is my personal Yom Tov today. There is also a big discussion whether you say Shehechiyonu when you build a new shul at the Chanukah Sabayis. And once again, we find different opinions. Mahari Chagez, Rabbeinu Yaakov Chagez, lived 400 years ago. He was the Rebbe of the Pri Chodesh. And in his very unique Sefer, Halachas Ketana Simen Kufayin Tes, his psak is, you do say a Shehechiyonu on a new shul. He is also quoted by the Chassam Sofer, Tshuvas Or HaChaim Simen Nun Gimel, who seems to agree to his opinion. But once again, in this sugya as well, most of the poskim say, no, you do not say a Shehechiyonu. One of the problems involved with the new shul is, who does the shul belong to? Because usually the bailes on a shul is not very well defined. In halacha, we find three different types of beis knesses: beis knesses shel krochim, beis knesses shel kforim, and beis knesses shel yochid. Beis knesses shel yochid is a shul which belongs to an individual. That is more common in America, in Borough Park in Brooklyn, than it is in Israel. In America, it is a very common phenomenon, especially in Brooklyn, that individuals, you know, a rebbe or a rabbi wants to have a shul, he opens up a shul in an apartment house, and that is a beis knesses shel yochid. In that event, it is more reasonable that the individual that owns the shul should say a Shehechiyonu. Beis knesses shel krochim, according to halachic definition, belongs to Klal Yisrael, because there are many visitors coming from outside. So this is also a major discussion, and there are different formulas how to solve the dilemma when you do want to make a shechiyonu and a new shul, but that is not our ikar discussion today. I would like to first of all center and focus on Berachas Hazman in Hadlukas Ner Chanukah. So the Gemara says Shabbos Chof Gimel, that the first night of Chanukah, when a person lights his candles, he should say three brachas. Berachas HaMitzvah, Shekedushonu B'mitzvah Yisev Yitzivonu Lahadlak Ner Shal Chanukah, Berachas HaRoye, She'osu Nisim Lavoyseinu B'yom HaMahim B'zman HaZeh. And last week we discussed this bracha at length. And the third bracha is Berachat Hazman, Shechiyonu V'kimonu V'giyonu Lazman HaZeh. So we say Shechiyonu basically in three different circumstances, various mitzvahs, and this is a major area of discussion in Poskim. Which mitzvahs do we say Shechiyonu, which mitzvahs do we not say Shechiyonu? In the Gemara at the end of Masechet Pesachim we find that you say Shechiyonu on Pidyon HaBen, and there's a discussion who is the one that says Shechiyonu, the father or the Kohen, because they both in a way participate and they are both sides in the performance of this mitzvah. We say Shechiyonu on very many mitzvahs, and there are very many mitzvahs on which we do not say Shechiyonu, and the Poskim deal at length with the basic klolim. It has to be a mitzvah shebo lezman lezman. It should be a mitzvah that we usually perform mitoich simcha and not mitoich tzar. There is a major discussion which I dealt with when a person performs a mitzvah the first time in his life, whether it's a woman that goes to the mikveh first time in her life or a frosh eschala the first time in her life, is that a reason to say Shechiyonu? So on Kovetz Darkei Heroa, on Bar Mitzvah, I think that was Kovetz Yud Aleph, I published a tshuva that I wrote about this question. So all these shailas regarding Berachas Shechiyonu on Mitzvah, the second definition of Shechiyonu is on Chagim V'moyadim. Shalosh Golem, we say Berachas Shechiyonu. And there is a discussion in the Achronim. The Shechiyonu we say by Ner Chanukah, is that on the mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah? Or would it also be on Etzem Hayoim? Because Chanukah, there is no Etzem Halacha, there is no Kiddushes Yom Tev, but after all, it's in a way a Yom Tev Derabbanon. So do we say Shechiyonu on the Zman, or it is only on Kiyum HaMitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah? We will get back to this question in the continuation of today's Shia. I just want to point out that we say Shechiyonu on various mitzvahs, we say Shechiyonu on Chagim V'moyadim, we say Shechiyonu on Simcha of Kelem Chadoshim and Peirot Chadoshim. When we partake in a new fruit or a new garment that we buy, we say Shechiyonu. And there is a major discussion in the Poskim whether this Shechiyonu is Menatoira or no, not whether it's Menatoira or not, whether it's a Choyva or a Reshus. Shalas HaTshuvas Minchas Osher Chelek Aleph Simen Tet. First time that I am quoting this Sefer in a explicit and precise fashion. And it's the first time I'm quoting the Sefer and anybody could check what is written there. So in the new Sefer, Shalas HaTshuvas Minchas Osher Chelek Aleph Simen Tet, there's a lengthy discussion about Berachas Shechiyonu BePeirois Chadoshim. And in the first chapter of that siman, of that essay, I deal with the question, is Shechiyonu a Choyvo or a Reshus? This question is only relevant regarding Peirois Chadoshim and Kelem Chadoshim, regarding Yomim Tovim and Mitzvahs. It definitely is a Choyvo and not a Reshus. So these are the three different areas in which we say Shechiyonu. Mitzvahs, Chagim Muzmanim, and Peirois Chadoshim, Kelem Chadoshim. Some poskim say that a person should make a Shechiyonu when he buys a new car or a new piece of furniture, if it's a significant piece, or a new fridge, or various other acquisitions. My opinion is Kelem Chadoshim is only begodim, only garments. A beged is something you wear on your body. It is in a way closer to Hanos Achila Veshtiyeh. It is something which you have bodily pleasure from and not just acquisitions. So I just gave a few basic introductions to the concept of Birkat Hazman, which is actually the brocha of Shechiyonu, Vekiyemonu, Vehigiyonu Lezman Hazeh. So, as I quoted before, first night of Hanukkah, when you light your Hanukkah candles after a year, you say Birchas Shechiyonu. The Mishneh Berurah Siman Tov Reish Ayin Vav Sivkot Mem Hei, quoting the Shaar Tshuva. Shaar Tshuva, that same Siman, Tov Reish Ayin Vav Sivkot Nyud Alav, quoting Shaar Tshuva Zera Emes, Chelek Alav Siman Tzadik Vav. Zera Emes is one of the major Sephardi Poiskim, and the Zera Emes writes an interesting psak. The Gabbai of the Shul, first night of Hanukkah, he lit the candles in Shul and said the three brochas. When he gets home, he says the first two brochas, but he does not say Shechiyonu once again, because Shechiyonu he was already Yoitze. So if he has a family waiting for him at home and he has to be Moitzi them Yedei Chavosan, he definitely would say Shechiyonu. But if he is alone at home and he doesn't have to be Moitzi anyone else, he should not say Shechiyonu once again. He says the first two brochas once again, but not the third brocha, because Shechiyonu he was already Yoitze. Regardless of whether the Ner Chanukah in Shul is a proper Ner Chanukah or not, a person is definitely not Yoitzi Yedei Chavosai with the light that he, with the candle, with the Ner Chanukah he lights in Shul, because a person is Mechuyev to light Ner Chanukah at home, either on Pesach Beis HaMebachutz or B'chaloi Nasomach Lushu Sorabim, B'shas HaSakona Menich Al Shulchonoi V'dayor, but nevertheless, he has to light Ner Chanukah at home and not in Shul. But on the other hand, argues the Zera Emes, Loi Gora Maharoi Ner Chanukah. If you see Ner Chanukah, you could say Berkas Hazman, and therefore the Ner Chanukah that he lit in Shul is Loi Gora then Haroi Ner Chanukah, and therefore he should not say Shechiyonu once again because he was already Yoitze. Second argument of the Zera Emes is Omrei Afilu B'Shuk, that's a Gemara on Sukkah Daf Mem Vav, Birchas Shechiyonu and Sukkos or on Pesach, Lechatchila Tzarich Lesader Otam, Kol HaBrachot Al HaKois. But if you didn't say Shechiyonu on the Kois, Omrei Afilu B'Shuk. And therefore, when he said Shechiyonu in Shul, when he was lighting the candles in Shul, he was Yoitze Shechiyonu, and if he does not have to be Moitzi, any of the other family members at home, he should not say Shechiyonu once again. So this is the psak of the Zera Emes quoted by the Shaar Tshuva and the Mishneh Berurah. I myself have reservations regarding both points, both arguments of the Zera Emes. On one hand, when Chazal say Haroyin HaChanukah Tzorach Levorach, it was always simple and self-evident to me that it is only when you see a proper Ner Chanukah you could say the brocha Berchas Haroyah Shosin Nisim Lavaseinu B'Yom HaMahim B'Zman HaZeh. What happens when you see a person lighting Ner Chanukah L'Malam Esrem Amo? And the Mishnah says Ner Chanukah Shadlik L'Malam Esrem Amo Pasul. Could you say Berchas Haroyah? To me it was always simple, no, because that's not a Ner Chanukah. If a person can be Yoitzi Yedei Choivo B'hadloka, you also cannot say Berchas Haroyah, because Chazal say Haroyah Ner Chanukah Tzorach Levorach. So if we assume, and that is a definitely correct assumption, that Ner Chanukah Shel Beis HaKnesses is only a minag, and a person cannot be Yoitzi Yedei Chavosa with Ner Chanukah Shel Beis HaKnesses, is that valid for Berchas Haroyah? Would it be different than Ner Chanukah Shenicha L'Mala Me'esrem Amo? So my personal opinion or feeling would be one cannot say Berchas Haroyah on Ner Chanukah Shel Beis HaKnesses. However, the Butchot Sherov, one of the great Gedolim and Tzedikim 200 years ago in Eshel Avraham, Siman Tov Reish Ayin Vav, is Mesupik. When a person sees Ner Chanukah Shel Beis HaKnesses, whether he should say Sha'osu Nisim Lavaseinu B'Yom HaMahim B'Zman HaZeh. And his argument is, being that this minag is a valid minag, minig vasikin, brought in the Rishonim, Oga Paskin Shulchan Aruch, therefore even though a person isn't Yotzi Dechavosa with this Ner, but nevertheless one could say Berchas Haroya. That is his general feeling, but he does leave this question Bitzorach Iyun. He does not give a very definitive verdict. What is important to note is Sefer HaMichtom. Sefer HaMichtom, in Psochim Kuf Aleph, the Michtom has a unique explanation. What is the origin and the rationale of the Minig Hadlukas Ner Chanukah Bebeis HaKnesses? This is a Minig that goes back hundreds of years, not in the time of Chazal. But we find this Minig 600 years ago in various Poiskim. What is the origin? What is the reasoning of this Minig? So there are various different approaches. Minchas Osho on Chanukah, that's a sefer that came out, Baruch Hashem, just about 3.5 weeks ago. First edition was sold out. We reprinted it, Baruch Hashem, in the past few days. And there is a siman in that sefer, which I wrote at great length, about the concept of Ner Chanukah Bebeis HaKnesses. But the Sefer HaMichtom was one of the Rishonim in Masechet Psochim, Daf Kuf Aleph, writes that the reasoning, the rationale for Hadlukas Ner Chanukah Bebeis HaKnesses is because there were many homeless people. Homeless people, once upon a time, just gathered in the shuls because the shul was always hospitable to every Jew. So the people that had no homes just gathered in school, in shul. Today, homeless people are in the subway stations and subway underground system. But once upon a time, at least in Jewish society, the homeless, the destitute, the poor, the needy, always, where did they find solace? Where did they find a warm corner of warmth and happiness? It was in shul. So the Michtam writes, those people that have no homes and they cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, at least they should have Birchas Haroya. They should be able to say the Baruch Hashos Nisim Lavoiseinu, Haroya Ner Chanukah Tzoruch Lavorach. So it is very clear and safe in the Michtam that Ner Chanukah Shubeis HaKnesses, you definitely could say Birchas Haroya. More than that, that is the origin and the entire reasoning of this minig, to be mezaka, those people that have no homes, they should be able to say Berachas Haroya. So this definitely is a clear evidence and proof that one could say Berachas Haroya Ner Chanukah Bebeis HaKnesses, and that would validate the argument of the Zera Emes. How do we define and understand this? Because I assumed clearly that if you see Ner Chanukah Lamana Mesamami, you cannot say Berachas Haroya, and Beis HaKnesses you could. I think the point is this. Chazal say, Haroya Ner Chanukah Tzorach Lavorach. It has to be a Ner Chanukah. Lamana Mesamami, it cannot be defined as Ner Chanukah. Lamana Mesamami, posu, lo yishalta b'yeinei. The entire concept of Ner Chanukah is persuminis. Lamana Mesamami, there is a lack of persuminis. And it's posul, and therefore it cannot be defined as Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah Shel Beis HaKnesses is a Ner Chanukah. It's a Ner Chanukah in which you cannot be Yotzi Yedei Chayvo. But it is Ner Chanukah. Sounds like a paradox. It is a paradox. But nevertheless, that is the proper halachic definition. We cannot say it's not Ner Chanukah because we say the Brocha Shekedishonu b'mitzvoyso v'tzivoru la'adlik Ner Shel Chanukah. How could we possibly say a Brocha b'shem v'malchus la'adlik Ner Shel Chanukah if this Ner is not defined as Ner Shel Chanukah? So we must assume, because this is either a minig or a takana, but as a valid minig, and it's an important minig, and a minig which has a basis, a minig v'sikin, therefore, it is defined mekoyach haminig as a ner shel Chanukah. Lo latzet yedei chova, aval af al pi ken ner shel Chanukah. And that is enough to apply to the basic halacha, haroya ner Chanukah tzorach lavorach. Ner Chanukah shein yoytzim bo yedei chevosoi, but ner Chanukah nevertheless. And that is the difference between lamala me'esam amo and ner Chanukah shel Beis HaKnesses. So this is the way I would explain the Sefer HaMichtom and the Sufik of the Mechacherov, but I must emphasize that in my humble opinion, it still is a big Chiddush. It still is a big Chiddush. And Ibididi Talia, my Netiyas Alev, would be, One cannot say Berachas Haroya only on a proper Ner Chanukah, which a person was madlik bebeisoy kedas v'chadin v'yotzobo yedei choyvosoy. And maybe that is the reason in which most of the other Gedolim defined and explained the meaning of Ner Chanukah bebeis Knesset in different ways, not in accordance to the explanation of the Sefer HaMikto. Argument number two of Zera Emes, Omre Afilu B'Shuk. Obviously, he assumes that Shechiyonu and Chanukah is the same as Shechiyonu and Sukkos, or in Pesach, or in Shavuos, Sholosh Hagolim, or in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And just like in Yemei Chag V'Moed, besides the mitzvahs, we say Shechiyonu and Kedushas Hayoyim. But that is not a simple assumption. The Mishnah Brura, Shaar Tzion Siv Kotan Gimel, Siman Tov Reish Ayin Vav, has the same suffix. And he brings the Me'iri. The Me'iri, which I think I quoted in last week's Shia. Even if a person doesn't light Ner Chanukah and he doesn't see Ner Chanukah, he still should say two brochas, second and third, Shosu Nisim and Shehechiyonu. So obviously, and according to the Miri, Shechiyonu is mischayev mi etzem hayoyim, itzumo shel yoyim haChanukah. But the Miri is a das yochid, and it is not the opinion of other poiskim. And if the Miri is the basis of this argument, then the Zera Emes should say the same regarding Shosu Nisim, not only Shechiyonu. And I think even the Zera Emes would agree that a person that lights in shul and lights again at home says Shosu Nisim Lavazani B'Yomim Zman Hazeh. According to the Miri, he should say Shosu Nisim without seeing. And why would we differentiate between Shosu Nisim and Berachas Hazman? So one could still argue, and I spoke about these intricacies last week. Maybe Shosu Nisim is different because not only Hamadlik, Haroya Tzurich Lomar Shosu Nisim, Hamadlik as well. And there are two different Sibis, Lechiyuv, Hadlokah Mechayeves and Re'iyah Mechayeves. But the Me'iri is a Das Yochid. And therefore, I think everybody would agree that if you don't see and you don't light, you do not say Berachas Hazman. And therefore, argument number two of the Zera Emes, that if you said Shechiyonu in shul, you cannot say it again at home because Omre Afilu B'Shuk, that is a very weak argument. So once again, I say Botlo Dati. The Zera Emes was a tremendous godel, but even more important, he is quoted by the Mishnah Brura and the Shaar Tshuva. But if it would be dependent on me, I would not hesitate to paskin that even if a person said all three brochas in shul, he has to say them once again at home, not only when he is moitzi acherim yedechevosan, even if he is alone at home. Because what he said in shul, he said in shul, and that is totally based on minag bilvad. But the ikur chiyuv of these brochas is on mitzvahs ner Chanukah, and he is not performing the mitzvah of ner Chanukah only when he lights again at home. If we accept the ruling of the Zera Emes, we have a different problem, because the Chasam Sofer paskins that regarding Berachas Shechiyonu, we do not say afal pi shiyotzu moitzi acherim yedei chovosan. There is no arvus on Berachas Shechiyonu, and afal pi shiyotzu moitzi is based on kol yisrael areivim ze leze, as we learn in Brochas Daf Mem Ches and another Mekoides in Shas. According to the Chasam Sofer, you cannot say Shechiyonu for others unless you are yoytze yourself. And therefore, if the person that said Shechiyonu by Lukas Ner Chanukah Shel Beis HaKnesses comes home, he cannot say the brocha again, even though he wants to be moitzi b'nei beis, so they will have to say the Shechiyonu themselves. And I dealt at length with this psak of the Chasam Sof once again. Minchas Osher, Shalas Tshuvas, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tet, Ot Hey. The Chasam Sof writes, Kuf Mem Gimel, Tshuvas Orachayim. Once it was a very common minig in all shuls and all kehillas that Beleil Shabbos Beveis HaKnesses, after they finished davening, they said Kiddush. So the Chasam Sof says, Beleil Yom Tov, Mishi Kiddush Beveis HaKnesses and said Shechiyonu cannot say Shechiyonu again when he comes home, because he already said Shechiyonu. And Shechiyonu is a Berchas Ananin, and by Berchas Ananin we do not say Afal Pishiyotso Motzi Achirim Yedeicho Vatan. And to me, this Chasam Sof is a tremendous chiddush for a few different reasons. Number one, Shechiyonu was not Berchas Hanehenen. Shechiyonu was Berchas Hashevach. As the Rambam makes clear, Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, and Hilchas Brochas. Shechiyonu is Berchas Hashevach. And it seems strange to me that the Chasam Sof says it's Berchas Hanehenen. Berchas Hanehenen is only Brocha Rishoyna of Achila Vishtiyah, maybe Brocha Achroyna as well, but only Achila Vishtiyah and Berchas Areach. Regarding Boirei Ma'orei Hu'esh, Moitzoi Shabbos, there's a discussion whether it's Berchas Hanehenen or Berchas Hashevach, but regarding Shechiyonu, it is very clear in the Rambam, as I quoted, Perek Yud Aluch Aleph, that is a Berchas Hashevach. But the other problem is, even if it would be Berchas Hanehenen, the question of Afal Pi Sheyotzeh Motzi is totally independent of the Mahus, the essence of the Brocha, whether it's Berchas Hanehenen or Berchas Hashevach or Berchas Hadori or Berchas Hamitzvah. The only factor is it a choiva or a reshus? Arvis applies only to obligations, to choivis. Any mitzvah that's a reshus, one cannot be moitzi acherem unless he's yoitze on his own. And that is the reason Berchas Hanehenen, we don't say afal pi sheyotzo, moitzi acherem yedei chovatan. But we find even Berchas Hanehenen, if it's a choivo, there is arvis. What do I mean? For instance, Berchas Hagefen bekiddush. By essence, Berchas Hagefen is Berchas Hanehenen. But by definition, in Kiddush, it's a choivo. Because Kiddush is not a reshus. Kiddush alayayin is not a reshus, it's a choivo. And therefore, when you say Kiddush, you have no other option. You need to say agofen. So we do say afal pi sheyotzeh motzi. So even if we would assume, what we cannot assume, that Berchas Hazman is Berchas Hanehenen, but it's a choivo. It's a chayvo to say Berchas Hazman and Yom Tov, and therefore we do say Afal Pi Sheyotzeh Motzi. And we should not try to be machalek to differentiate between Berchas Hazman and Yom Tov and Berchas Hazman al HaMitzvah, because the Chasam Sof voices his opinion once again in Tshuvas Yoredei HaSimen Reish Tzadik Chet, and there he's dealing about Berchas Shechiyonu and Mila, which is a mitzvah. Or Chaim Kuf Mem Gimel Shechiyonu and Yom Tov Yoredei Reish Tzadiket Shechiyonu and Mila, and at both places, both sources, same argument. And therefore, it's a big pella, but it's a greater pella because the Chasam Sof contradicts two seifim miforoshim in Shulchan Aruch. Tov Reish Tzadik Beis Siv Gimel Hilchas Megillah, the Machabe says, when a person reads the Megillah, the Shliach Tzibah, he should say three brochas. Number three is Berchas Hazman. And as Siv Gimel, the Mechaba says, even if he is Moitzi Acherim Yedei Chovoson, and he was already Yoitze, he needs to say all three brochas. And we find the same in the Ramo, Tof Kof Pei Hei Siv Beis, regarding Tkiyas Shoifo. So the Mechaba and the Ramo. Mechaba, Tof Reish, Tzadik Beis, Hilchas Megillah, the Ramot of Kuf Pei Hei Hilchas Shoifa both say, Afal Pi Sheyotzeh Motzi Acherim Yedei Chovatan BeBerkas Shechiyonu VeLo KeDivrei HaChasam Sof. So that is a big, big chiddush and a tzorach in HaChasam Sof. So our maskana is, if we accept the ruling of the Zer Emes, person that said Shechiyonu, but Lucas and Edison Shul cannot say Shechiyonu once again, However, if there are family members at home and he wants to be moitzi them yedei chevoson, he definitely could say Birchas Shehechiyonu once again. So we discussed the topic Hilchas Chanukah on one hand, Birchas Shehechiyonu on the other. So the Rambam writes that Chanukah is Yemei Simcha V'Halel, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph. And many commentators ask, where did the Rambam take that Chanukah is Yemei Simcha? We do not find that, neither in Bavli nor in Yerushalmi. Some argue that this proves the validity, the significance of Megillas Antiochus. Because in Megillas Antiochus it says that these days were established as Yemei Mishtav Simcha. But in that case, the Rambam should have mentioned Mishto v'Simcha, which he does not. My feeling is that the Rambam writes that Mitzad Svora Pshuta, Simchas Hanes. It was so simple to the Rambam that these are Yemei Simcha. They are not Yemei Mishto, because we do not find the Takon on Mishto. But Simcha is so obvious, self-evident. These are days in which we remember Nisim Shenasu Lavaseiro, and to the Rambam it seems so natural and so obvious and so poshut, the days that are set aside to commemorate Nisim Shenasu Lavaseinu, of course they're Yemei Simcha. They are days to rejoice with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reb Meir Simcha says in Meshech Chochma that Yemei Simcha, because the entire idea of Shmonis Yemei Chanukah is Shmonis Yemei Miluim. Shmonis Yemei Miluim, after HaKomis HaMishkan, we also find by Binyan Bayis Lishon that Shlomo HaMelech made a tremendous simcha, and that's the entire essence, the idea of Shmonis Yemei Chanukah, Chanukah HaMizbeach, Chanukah HaMishkan. After the Yevolim desecrated the Beis HaMikdash, it was as if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and just like Moshe Rabbeinu and Shlomo HaMelech rejoiced and made a simcha b'Yemei HaMiluim by HaKomis HaMishkan and Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the same applies to Chanukah. Reb Meir Simcha is always an original. V'dvorov divrei chidush. Shmoines Yemei Chanukah coincide with Shmoines Yemei HaMiluim. But we always thought that Shmoines Yemei Chanukah has to do with the 8 days of Nes Pach HaShemen. Is that a mistake? My feeling is, Nes Pach HaShemen intertwines and enhances the Simcha of Chanukah HaMizbeach. In what way? Libi Oimeli. It's a personal feeling, but I think that it's Titus Emes. When we read about what happened B'yamei HaYavonim, B'yamei Mes Chanukah, in Yosifun, in Megillas Antiochus, and in other early sources, we find that it was a battle, a struggle, mebayis umechutz. Mechutz teshakel cherev umechadorim eimo. And Matasyo and his great sons, his great family and Hasidim had to fight not only mortal combat with the Yevonim, but also a spiritual struggle with the Misyavonim. The Hashmonaim actually represented a minority of Klal Yisrael. The majority were Misyavnim. And the Misyavnim argued, this war is no need, no reason. They were Misyavnim. They admired Greek culture. They argued, the Greeks have given the world so much, such a wealth of culture, philosophy, sports, everything. They were the most progressive empire of the time, considered liberal, forthcoming, and the Misyavnim argued, there is no need to fight them. There is no need to rebel. They argued that Matasyahu was jeopardizing the entire nation. This war is futile, needless. Jewish blood is being spilt. Jewish lives are being destroyed. for nothing. Matasyahu and the Chashmenu and Davin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, ten lanu ois. Give us a signal, an indicator, a sign from above. Siman min hashumayim, that we are right. Send us an ois min hashumayim, that when Matasyahu declared, Mila Shamilai, he spoke in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this war is not needless, it is essential. It is a war, a struggle, and a battle on the spirit of the nation, on its soul. And it is essential to the future of Klal Yisrael. This war is not in vain. It is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was their tefillah. Yesocher pi doivrei sheker. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent that sign, that ois, that siman, b'nes pach ha-shemen. Why dafka nes pach ha-shemen? I thought about this for a long time. Why was the nes dafka in pach ha-shemen of Menorah Hamor? Not in the Mizbeach HaChitzoim, not in the Ketores, Mizbeach HaPnimi, Lechem HaPonim, in the Shulchan. Why dafka pach ha-shemen? Because Chazal teach us that Ner Marovi, Oisu lekol boi yoylom, Shashchin Shoiru b'Yisrael. How? Ner Marovi was miraculous. All the other Neres burned only Me'erev Ad Boiker. Ner Marovi had the same quantity of shemen, of oil, and it was Me'erev Ad Erev. Mimeno haya medlik v'bo haya misayem. Oisu lakol bo yorim sheshchin neshoyre b'Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu sent the Chashmenoam, the same nes. Because there were many nisim in Beis HaMikdash. Asor nisim nasa lav seyni b'Mikdash b'kol yom. The Mishnah says in Perekei of Masechet Tavos. In my Sevor, my Beit, many more sources I brought of miracles that were performed on a steady basis in Beis HaMikdash. But only one of those miracles was a ois. And that was Ner Marovi in the Menorah Hamor. So to make it clear, beyond doubt, for the entire nation, for all Jews, that the Shechinah Yisrael, b'schus Chashmenoim, that was the same Neis, Pach HaShemen, that burned b'derech Neis, more than nature would dictate. That's the same Neis, in a different variation, in a much greater scale. Not only twice normal, but eight times as much. And that is the reason the nes was in Pach HaShemen of Menorah Hamor. That was the ois min hashamayim Matasyahu hoped for and prayed for, and it was coming. That was the siman min hashamayim. Lashkit Riv Umadon, and that is when the majority of the people said Moshe Emes, Veterosa Emes, Matasyahu Emes, and this war, this struggle is Emes, and it is Deretzon Hashem. It is only then that the people appreciated and understood that Yavon is a mortal danger to Klal Yisrael, and the struggle of Matasyahu was justified. And it is only then that they can really and truly rejoice b'shmoynis yemei ha-miluim. So the Nes Pach HaShemen and Shmoynis yemei ha-miluim, Shmoynis yemei ha-simcho al Chanukah Samesbeach are one and the same. It is only after they got this ois, the signal from above, the ois min ha-shumayim, they could wholeheartedly rejoice B'simchas ha-miluim of Kedushas ha-migdosh. Yehi ratzon we should be zeicher, all of us together, lirot b'korav, koyin gudl meitev v'madlik esaneiros, b'binyam beis ha-migdosh, and it is then that the entire people will say at the top of our lungs, shehachiyonu v'kiyamonu v'higiyonu lazman hazeh. We should be zeichot to be as a Mashiach, b'mheiro, v'yomeinu, amen.